Welcome to the Grunt Free Press podcast. This is episode 111. There's probably something meaningful and fucking clever I could have probably done with that number, but I wasn't going to tie it into I'm playing Observer, the game about robots and shit. I could tie it into that somehow, thinking about it for a second, but nah, it's too much effort to think of something like that. Fuck it, he's got a fucking half-assed robot voice or some shit. It's gonna be that kind of show. Just fucking like, I don't know, fuck it. Just gonna go. I'm absolute deicide, and, I don't know. I hate you. I don't know. I may not know you personally, but chances are I don't like you or anything that you stand for, your beliefs and shit. I probably don't like your face either. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is where you can send some emails to confirm my suspicions if you want. Let's just get right into it. How about that Gamescom news, huh? I mean, last week's show, I didn't get to watch it, really. I'm like, I'm sure something will come out of here out of fucking Gamescom. Like, it was just, like, going on before I fucking recorded or stopped giving a fuck last week before I recorded. So, I'm sure something will come up there. Gamescom, you know, it's the world's biggest gaming convention. You know, it's like fucking all open to the public, and say it's bigger than E3. It makes E3 look like fucking nothing, and we had all these fucking game premieres and fucking like announcements and shit, right? Let's see what we got. I don't even know if there was really any conferences or anything. All I heard about was Microsoft had something like before Gamescom started, like a fucking press conference or something like that. And all I really heard about. So, I also heard it was pretty bad. So I didn't watch it. It's fucking, again, the previous years have taught me it's just fucking like, it's just going to be like recapping the same shit. And then like, a couple small announcements, you know, that type of deal. So, I don't know if you remember Cuphead, because that game's still coming out. We get some new footage from that. That's kind of cool. Yeah, the game looks cool, but it's like, again, it's coming out in like next month, I want to say, something like that. I'll check it out, but not really news. Mario Kart cars for the carts, I guess, would be more appropriate for Mario Kart. They're coming for the Switch version of Rocket League. I mean, that fucking, the game's like 3 years old now or something like that, you know? That's cool, I guess, if fucking, I don't know, whatever. And then I've just kept reading about the VR versions of Fallout and Skyrim, and apparently there's like people like, his controls like shit. It's like, yeah, I could. It's like, I had a fucking, I would have been shocked otherwise. Just seeing how that shit like fucking looked. You know what I mean? Just thinking about like, how are you gonna control it? Looks pretty fucking ridiculous, and it turns out, yeah, pretty much. You know, color me shocked. Then you get some fucking random Japanese bullshit that looks like all the other fucking random Japanese bullshit. I mean, if you're fucking into that, you can check that out. I'm not. I don't give a shit. That was Gamescom 2017. Can't wait for next year. I mean, I already booked my tickets. Head over there and get all the fucking hot scoops. So, yeah, anyway, I finished Observer. Seriously, like how and why I made a fucking 111 fucking episodes of this bullshit. I don't know. I have no clue. I ask myself that like every week. Fucking like, why am I still doing this? I don't know. Just because I had nothing better to do. Blade Runner. I mean, Observer there. I compared it to like fucking like half a dozen different fucking sci-fi movies from like the 80s and the 90s last week. But thankfully, it does kind of come into its own later on, so it's not just like fucking, you know, rehashing fucking 80s and 90s fucking sci-fi movies and shit. It actually starts leaning more on like a horror vibe later, which is, I wasn't saying like, it's going to be like straight, like fucking, you know, again, Blade Runner or whatever. So yeah, I mean, you're tracking the killer that's been, running rampant in the lockdown apartment that you're in, which, you know, I was right about that too. You're just pretty much stuck in that apartment. I mean, you do, like, fucking do, like, weird shit. Like, you jack into people and you go into, like, their memories and that shit. So you're kind of, like, different places, kind of. But it's not, like, I mean, you're more or less is stuck in this fucking apartment, and it's fucking, it turns out the killer there, he's a werewolf. There's a twist, more or less like a literal fucking werewolf, werewolf. It's an MST3K reference, obscure one too, but pretty good one. Proud of myself. The game's doing like the fucking the Deus Ex thing there. I mean, people are, you know, again, people, they have like the robot fucking arms and shit. You know, people are like struggling to, their bodies are like struggling to adapt to the robot fucking prosthetics and fucking augmentations and all that shit. You know, and you get like the fucking, you know, the old philosophical fucking chestnut there. You know, like at what point does a human stop being a human when you fucking replace their fleshy parts with robot fucking parts? You know, that type of that old tune. Yeah, you know, then they get into like fucking like, you know, how people would use those advancements, you know, like fucking like, oh, you know, we can replace your arms and your fucking eyes and blah, blah, blah. And how people would use those, advancements or whatever, for like how they would use that for like purely like cosmetic reasons, just for like fucking plastic surgery type of shit. And they have like a fucking a tattoo shop and the apartment complex is fucking like, you know, the show went out, they sell like, you know, they have ads and shit, and they sell like holographic tattoos that come off of your fucking skin and they change and shit and move around and fuck, you know, other like body fucking modifications and shit, like, if you ever seen that fucking that broad in fucking real life who's fucking had a bunch of like plastic surgeries so she can look like a real life Barbie doll. Can kind of imagine that only in robot times. So yeah, and somebody was obsessed with fucking becoming, you know, he's obsessed with werewolves and he wanted to become a fucking werewolf, and yeah, so he pretty much did, you know, and that's fucking what happened. That's who the fucking killer is. You're going after. So yeah, he's kind of like a futuristic drug addict and. Whatever the drug, I would say it's fucking Nuke from fucking RoboCop 2 type of deal. So yeah, he's freaking out, he's fucking hopped up on fucking Nuke or whatever the fuck, and he's fucking got all, you know, claws and shit and fucking like, you know, big tall fucking, you know, he's got fur all over him and shit, so he's fucking, you know, robotic fucking werewolf parts and shit, and you know, those are fucking malfunctioning and his fucking body's like rejecting them and he's fucking going fucking nuts and shit. And, yeah, you know, bingo bango, there's your serial killer. This is a spoiler podcast, by the way. Just in case you're, like, fucking playing it right now, sorry. But, yeah. So yeah, you're going around finding these fucking victims in the different apartments, talk to them and shit, and still looking for your son while you're trying to figure out, like, you know, if he's connected, you know, to the killer and shit, and why he called you there, and you have like the fucking little connector thing, whatever, you're jacked into fucking dead bodies and shit to figure it out, which, again, you know, I guess you're not supposed to do that in this world. Like, it fucks up like whatever is observing fucking skill or whatever the fuck, you know. But he's doing it anyway, and he's, you know, kind of reliving the victim's memories, and he's like kind of like fucked up, like, I don't know, David Lynchian type nightmare flashbacks, and I did say, you know, it does start to stray away from the overt movie references, but instead now you're running out like these endless hallways, you know, doing that again. I guess it just gets more like horror as it goes. Running through like the, you know, endless hallways, going through like the same door, same hallway over and over again, opening the door over and over again, and each time you go through, you know, the hallway gets more and more fucked up, and like whatever, fucking blood on the walls and fucking, you know, intestines everywhere, like that type of thing. It really reminds me of like PT, except Observe is a much better game than fucking PT. Obviously, it's an actual game, and It doesn't suck. Like, PT is pretty bad. But now I can't fucking help but think of fucking... Yeah, as it shifts from, like, oh, this reminds me of a bunch of fucking, you know, 90s and 80s fucking sci-fi movies into fucking, like, oh, no, well, now it changed into horror, that's cool. But it's fucking, like, oh, now it just kind of reminds me of a bunch of fucking horror games that I fucking played, you know. It's fucking, in one of the flashbacks, you go, you know, you fucking, you jack into somebody or whatever, and, you know, you go into this flashback where you're, inhabiting this chick who's fucking stealing, data from fucking the mega corporation that fucking runs everything kind of deal, that type of deal. This one fucking super powerful corporation that runs everything, Google, in the world, and fucking, you know, once you download it, there's fucking, you know, this fucking monster robot thing that's hunting you. You know, trying to get it. You think it's like a fucking security thing, like trying to hunt you and get it back. You're fucking like crouching behind walls and under desks, so it doesn't see you. It's like a kind of like a spotlight thing. It's fucking like cone of vision that it can see you. Because, you know, if it does, it fucking like it charges right at you and it fucking grabs you. It's pretty much like instant death. So yeah, I mean, this was these fucking random fucking stealth sections. It was weird. It's weird just because it's fucking like, oh, it's fucking, it's just weird. Fucking, it's like, oh, it's a random stealth section. I mean, most games can, you know, kind of avoid that type of thing. It's not great. I mean, it's okay, but it's just fucking like, yeah, this isn't really the best. But, yeah, it's like the only time you can fucking die in the game is when that thing grabs you pretty much. It's a lot like, you know, those other fucking modern horror games that have been coming out at that point, where it's kind of like Outlast, or, you know, you're Outlast, your fucking Amnesias, your Somas, you know, like that type of thing, where you can just, you know, you have nowhere to fight or anything, you just have to run or hide pretty much to avoid this fucking, you know, one monster that's stalking you. And I don't know, it's just fucking weird to see like a game over screen, just because otherwise it's like fucking, again, it's not really that type of game where you die. You're just kind of like piecing together shit and like doing like, you know, investigations, like that type of thing. And, you know, there's trying to be fail states, and, you know, you should be able to lose in narrative games. Remember that? According to some people. But yeah, I mean, speaking of Soma, which, you know, you eventually do find your son, and he's in AI. He uploaded his consciousness into a program or some shit, kind of like Soma. Even though fucking, well, you find his head, and like you find his head, and the fucking werewolf killed him and fucking decapitated him and shit. But I guess before that, I mean, he fucking like put his mind into like a computer program. So yeah, I mean, apparently he's like, again, in this world, he's like the first person to do that. And he wants to like share the technology with everybody. So they have this fucking, so you know, you have like the same like moral choice type of thing. You decide whether, you know, he's, you know, is he really your son or not when he's in this fucking AI computer program. And, if it's right to even like have that, you know, to fucking put yourself into this type of thing. And, you know, after your physical body's dead, like, you know, do you want to fucking spread that and shit? And so more or less Soma type of deal. And that's fucking pretty much what that entire game is about. So yeah, I mean, now you might be asking, I mean, I was asking the entire time pretty much when I was playing, like, am I really like that much of a fucking cynical prick that I can't just fucking play the game and take in, you know, just take it in on its own merits and shit? Like, like, you know, whenever a fucking moral question was brought up, or like a big fucking philosophical idea, I was just kind of going like, yeah. I mean, I fucking like, I've seen this shit before, and fucking like, whatever. Let's get back to the fucking robot werewolf. That's fucking kind of the coolest part of the game. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's not that I expect like every game is gonna fucking reinvent the wheel or anything like that. I mean, fucking if it works, whatever. It's fucking, oh, I took all the same mechanics and like whatever the fuck, and just like made something else and told like a slightly different story, and it fucking works and shit. Like, yeah, that's great. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's just fucking like, I don't know. At some point, it's like, it isn't like the entire point of these like independent like narrative fucking focused games, like, oh, we're just gonna fucking tell our own story, like, that's, like, the whole point, that's why we're an independent studio, and, there's no point, like, supposed to be, like, oh, you know, we're free, again, free from fucking corporate influence, making them fucking, push out the same shit over and over again, or whatever, like, oh, it's not focus tested shit, we just fucking, oh, this is what we really want to do, and it's fucking too crazy and out there for fucking, oh, the mainstream, whatever, yeah, you know, then they can tell, like, oh, we tell original stories, create fucking original ideas, and yeah, then fucking most of it's just copy and pasted and fucking rearranged from the same fucking, yeah, same shit, and same source material anyway as fucking everybody else. So I'm definitely not saying fucking Observer is just fucking Observer or whatever the fuck. I'm not saying like Observer is a fucking bad game. I liked it quite a bit, really. Yeah, it looks great, and when you're fucking not using, you know, not using your fucking nightmare headache fucking vision anyway. Yeah, it's got good fucking whatever, you know, sci-fi fucking horror shit in it, and yeah, it's just fucking, as I'm playing it, I just kept like thinking, like, man, I sure like that thing. The game's fucking, this game's referencing to that other thing. I like that thing. You know what I mean? It's like that type of deal. And I, it's like, oh, I also like that other thing. And like, oh, cool. It's like, oh, towards the end is getting like Inception. I like that movie too. Like that. It's like fucking like very little of it. Like, as I was playing, it was specifically like, I really like Observer. You know what I mean? Other than the fucking, on the pure like art level type of deal, you know? It's just because the game, again, the game looks fucking great, you know, and it's fucking, it looks Blade Runner-y, but it's getting, you know, again, it's where they did their own kind of thing. It's like, oh, it's cool. I like the art of this game. Like, fucking, that's what sticks out. But everything else, again, just fucking reminded me of fucking other games, you know what I mean? Just fucking, just playing. I was taking a bunch of screenshots and shit. It was fucking like, man, this game looks fucking amazing. But, yeah, it's good. It's just like all the stuff that it fucking, the source material that it fucking pulls from, it's like, oh, that's also good. You know what I mean? And in most cases, it's fucking maybe a little bit better. You know what I mean? And it's fucking, was original. Or more original anyway, even if it did, you know, fucking when it came out. So it's like now you're getting like copies type of thing. So fucking, yeah, that type of thing. So, should probably write a review, but again, I've just been fucking really lazy for whatever reason. I just fucking, I don't know, it's weird. Fucking time just flying by for whatever the fuck reason. I don't know what that's about, but yeah, I just fucking been like, oh, I get plenty of time. Fucking sit down and play a game, and then fucking like, oh, I gotta go to bed. Like fucking, like pretty much like every day that I'm fucking, you know, just flies by, or it's fucking like, oh, well, I was busy this day to do a couple things during the day this day, and I always love another day off, and then fucking like, it's pretty much gone. It's fucking, it's back to work, like that type of thing. So, I don't know. Anyway, do what you want to hear, some real fucking bullshit. Real fucking bullshit. Well, you're about to, so, whether you want to or not. Honestly, some of the stupidest, like, fucking most anti-consumer horseshit that I've fucking heard, and this actually might take the cake. I mean, you hear people like flip out about like some shit, just fucking like, oh, whatever the fuck, I don't know. Usually about Microsoft, because everyone hates my, you know, fucking always fucking shit talking Microsoft, like, oh, they're gonna whatever, always online, that's so anti-consumer, and this and that, so anti-consumer, and doing the same shit that Steam does is anti-consumer if it's not Steam, and like, I don't know. But yeah, just yeah, I mean, this actually might be one. Maybe not like the. I'll let you decide. I guess I'll explain. I'll explain it to you as best I can. Not my strong point, but just again, why do I still do this? I don't know. But yeah, I mean, this fucking pretty bad. It could be the start of some of the worst shit I've ever seen. So congratulations to everybody involved. You get the award, I think. So anyway, yeah. So there's a there's a Call of Duty beta coming up for the new one, for the new Call of Duty coming out in November, I take it, or October, whatever. You know, the World War II, I think it's just called Call of Duty World War II, WW2. Yeah, the game with the fucking black Nazis and fucking, like, female soldiers, whatever the fuck they're doing. Now, I am kind of interested in it. I mean, I like the last Call of Duty fucking single-player campaign. I thought it was pretty good. I thought the multiplayer was fucking hot garbage. I mean, just mainly because it was just this mess of fucking upgrades and fucking, you know, just fucking, you know, and Call of Duty is fucking more or less, it's like four, has always been like, oh, you know, prestige and fucking level up and unlock attachments or like whatever the fuck, like that type of thing. But yeah, that last one there, fucking Infinite Warfare, is just like, dude, what the fuck is this, dude? Just million fucking, million upgrades, fucking perks and currencies and fucking gun levels and fucking loot boxes and fucking keys to unlock the loot boxes you gotta fucking earn or pay for, like whatever the fuck. It's just like too much like peripheral fucking business shit fucking for me. I don't know. Too much shit that wasn't just fucking like, oh, go in and play the game, you know, like it was just fucking like all this fucking like additional fucking bullshit that's fucking just like, it's just a mess, you know what I mean? Then you play the actual game, and the end, like the maps and shit, is fucking these empty corridors and fucking people just like camping, like sitting there and just like, you know, waiting for you to fucking like go around like a bend and just like, you know, well, they were fucking like invisible and shit. It just fucking like whatever. It just fucking sucked pretty much. The multiplayer just is so bad. But anyway, going back to fucking the new one there, the World War II beta, just fucking like It's like, all right, it's, again, it's the fact that going back to World War II, it's like, okay, that's something, you know what I mean? It worked for fucking Battlefield 1, going back to World War I or whatever, like, that shit was cool, so it's just like, yeah, I'll probably check it out, you know what I mean? It's fucking, even, it's like, I'm probably not going to play the beta anyway, just simply because I don't have fucking, I just fucking don't have time for it. I just don't have time to fucking waste my time playing a fucking beta. I mean, I'll check it out when, you know, I'll check it out when it comes out type of deal, but listen to this though. I mean, this beta here, this Call of Duty fucking World War II, the beta, it's getting exclusivity deal. I mean, PS4 is getting it like a week before Xbox or whatever the fuck. I mean, like whatever, PlayStation, like, spent the money to get like the fucking whatever the fuck they do, like timed. Whatever on the maps, like they'll get the maps like 6 months before fucking like that. That's expected. Like whatever, Xbox did a fucking last generation. Whatever. I mean, it's dumb. Like I thought it was dumb before, and fucking like it's still fucking it's dumb the other way around. Like whatever, but it's expected. Like whatever the fuck. But then on top of that, like completely separate from that, they have the same beta is exclusive to fucking. It's exclusive to fucking Comcast customers. Comcast, the fucking internet service, it's the only way you're going to get it. Yeah, I mean, it's only for fucking people of, like, a specific fucking internet service provider. Like, I don't know, just how fucking gay is that? I mean, I'm saying that as somebody who fucking, unfortunately, fucking has Comcast for internet. And yeah, even putting aside the fact that fucking, you know, Comcast fucking sucks shit and fucking, you know, if I recall fucking correctly, every time I've ever fucking called them, which I've done fucking many, many times, fucking multiple problems and just fucking disaster. I call them and fucking like, you know, my fucking internet's fucked up. I'm trying to play a game, keep getting fucking kicked off and like whatever the fuck. We're trying to stream a game. I can see, like, fucking right on the thing that I'm, the program I'm using, the fucking, this internet's fucking dropping out, like, every fucking, like, 5 seconds, and I call them up, and they always fucking, always tell me, like, your video games aren't working, huh? Like, oh, we don't support fucking gaming at all. Like, oh, you know, does your email work? Oh, it does. You can load a fucking, you know, load a single fucking web page, and if you just sit there for 5 minutes, oh, it works, then, yeah, it's perfect. It seems perfect to me, like, you know. But anyway, putting that aside, I mean, dude, just fucking, like, what the fuck? Like, what is this shit? Like, what the fuck is this? It's fucking gaming content. restricted to a fucking internet provider. Like, doesn't that like fucking make like alarm bells like go off in anybody else's head? You know, like, especially now that we're in this, you know, this age of fucking, like, you know, everybody's being censored and fucking kicked off websites, just flat out like kicked offline and shit, and just fucking, you know, fighting for fucking net neutrality. You know, so should the government fucking regulate the internet like a fucking utility? You know, should they fucking break up like fucking Google and Apple's fucking monopolies and fucking, you know, do companies have the fucking right to fucking block content they find offensive and, you know, blah 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 and fucking all that shit? But I'm not gonna get into that shit too much. Just fucking, you know, I have fucking, I've received a fucking email or two, like, from fucking Comcast, the internet provider Comcast, saying, like, you know, we got the fucking, they're owned by NBC, or they own it, NBC owns them, whatever we want to look at it, fucking, Comcast email, fucking internet fucking Peacock, NBC fucking Peacock on it, saying fucking, like, oh, hey, you know, we know you have some fucking bootleg, like, copyright files on your PC, you know, like, fucking, this is just a warning, but just be warned. Just so that you know that we know that you fucking downloaded like whatever the fuck, like some copyright infringed shit. And just like, dude, like that shit fucking freaks me out alone. You know what I mean? Just fucking like, dude, they shouldn't care. Like, so like, stay out of my shit. Like, period. Like, you know, now fucking companies are signing like exclusive fucking content deals with them. You know, like fucking, I don't know, like first, like, gaming companies fucking going to fucking ISPs and fucking, like, signing deals, like, dude. First off, it's a fucking retarded, it's a retarded deal, like, definitely, like, fucking, it's a beta, again, oh, why are you getting all freaked out? It's just a fucking beta, it's a beta, but, I mean, A fucking beta, like, that's something you get a code for. You know, it'd be on the fucking bottom of a can of fucking Mountain Dew or something you bought for fucking like a dollar, you know. I mean, is anybody gonna fucking switch fucking internet providers just for that? Like, oh, I really want that Call of Duty beta. I mean, they're gonna sign a fucking 2-year contract and fucking pay a fucking $100 installation fee to fucking play Call of Duty for a couple days. It's like, dude, I used to work for fucking Comcast, by the way, doing that shit, signing contracts and shit. This is fucking, like, that's fucking really dumb. Like nobody's gonna fucking do that. So, and again, I'm not saying, like, just to clarify, I'm not saying it's fucking, like, the only way to get in the beta is a fucking, you have to have Comcast. Like, you can, if you pre-ordered it, if you just pre-order the game, you know what I mean? You can get it too. Like, it's not, I'm not saying it's fucking, you have to have Comcast to play the beta or anything like that, but it's fucking, they pass it off as like, oh, it's a free promotion. Like, if you don't fucking pre-order the game and you have Comcast, like, you know, like that type of thing, you can fucking, you can play this beta, you know, like that type of thing. But it's fucking, dude, like, yeah, like, what is that? I just don't get what that accomplishes. It's fucking like, oh, I'm gonna switch, I'm gonna fucking pay hundreds of dollars and fucking sign a contract because I want, rather than pre-ordering the game, which would be, you know, which would be cheaper. Like, I don't know. But anyway, the point is, it's fucking ISP, fucking internet service provider, exclusive fucking content. It's just like, dude, that's fucking totally not, you know, fucking, no, net neutrality, totally not fucking neutral, you know. It's fucking, imagine, say, you fucking, you could only get fucking Netflix or something on fucking, like, you know, Netflix is fucking exclusive to fucking Verizon Fios or whatever the fuck, or, like, you can only use fucking Facebook if you have fucking DirecTV, and, like, I don't know, or you can fucking, what else do people use these days? Like, YouTube fucking signs a fucking whatever. Just, oh, we're only going to be on fucking Google Fiber. It's the only way you can watch YouTube. Otherwise, it's going to be fucking well, no, it's not blocked. It's fucking, oh, it's an exclusive fucking, no, they won't say, oh, it's not blocked on other services. It's, oh, it's just exclusive to our fucking internet service. Like, dude, like, really? You know, so, or, oh, Steam's only on fucking, like, Cox Cable or some shit, you know what I mean? Oh, we signed a deal, we're exclusive with Cox Cable now. Like, dude, does that not sound like a fucking nightmare to anybody else? Like, do you not, like, get that? Like, is it fucking, don't know, like fucking, it's like, oh, you know, aren't you doing, it's kind of like a slippery slope argument you got there. Yeah, I mean, you might ask, I mean, maybe is it fucking like, oh, you're thinking too far, like, oh, that'll never happen type of deal, but maybe, you know, maybe, I guess, but I mean, fucking, this is the first time I've ever heard of fucking anything like this fucking before. It was fucking something being exclusive to fucking, that's not true. Is there is fucking like certain networks, whatever the fuck, like I was in like Dish Network, like have like whatever the fuck, I don't know, NHL or some shit, was like Dish or whatever, but I don't know. It's just like, dude, if this is fucking like if this turns out like well for him, like fucking well for fucking Activision, whatever the fuck, and well for fucking like whatever. Even if, you know, by chance, like fucking like Comcast subscriptions like go up in those few days, you can like people can play the beta and they're like fucking like, oh, it must have gone up because fucking we signed this deal with fucking Call of Duty. Like, oh, that was just a beta. Let's fucking, you know, they'll probably do it again. You know, like why wouldn't they? Like fucking, oh, that worked. We got like whatever the fuck, you know, 10,000 more subscriptions that fucking week. Oh, it must have been because fucking people wanted this beta and shit. Like, you know, yeah, you know, then you get people like, lol, you know, who cares? It's just fucking Call of Duty. Like, that's for fucking bros, yo. And no, I'm a hipster cunt who just plays fucking indie games, you fucking neckbeard. Oh. It's like, you know, it's fucking, it's like, oh, not my problem until it is your fucking problem. Like that type of deal, right? I mean, that'll gag. I mean, the same thing goes for like the non-gamers too, which is always nice. Like fucking, you know, and this whole fucking conversation about like political correctness and fucking SJW bullshit and like censorship and people are shutting down fucking free speech and like physically getting fucking the shit kicked out of them for trying to fucking talk about like why free speech is important. Like fucking that's in like the fucking mainstream fucking media right now. Like fucking like, it's like a pretty big focus point and just, yeah, I mean, fucking for us, I mean, people playing games, it sounds a pretty familiar fucking concept, doesn't it? It's almost like fucking, I don't know, it's almost like a good old-fashioned fucking console war out there, isn't it? Only people are getting fucking run over by cars, and that's always fucking hilarious. But, yeah, it's just fucking, you know, it's just fucking like, oh, you don't care about games, right? Yeah, right, that's the whole thing. So, oh, I don't care about games, I stop playing games. Games are for fucking kids and fucking man children and blah blah blah. I mean, not to get too fucking ranty, but it's just fucking like, you know, as you're on the internet, which is pretty much built for fucking gaming, more or less, so fucking nerds could play fucking D&D together, and people playing fucking video games is definitely the fucking driving factor that fucking makes it, you know, makes the internet as a whole like faster and more secure and all that, because they always, again, fucking graphics are always getting better and they, you know, always need more fucking you know, more bandwidth and fucking everything's got to be faster and fucking more instant and all that shit. Pretty much the game is driving that, you know. It's pretty much fucking ground zero for this type of shit, and meaning that what happens in this dumb fucking Call of Duty beta, again, people are, we saw profits go up, and it seems like a great idea, oh, sign up fucking 50 other services to be fucking exclusive to the fucking internet, you know, ISPs and all that. Yeah, it could very well affect, like, you know, what happens, like, what you do online, you know, that type of thing, so, I don't know, fucking, people like what do fucking people do, like fucking print fucking coupons and shit, whatever the fuck boring shit people do. I don't know, like imagine that, like that being all affected. But so yeah, so that's pretty gay, so I don't know, let's just fucking stop talking about it, I guess. Yes, I'm not the one to save me, and you know the biggest way to run is just inside my nose.
I said it to me girl, and now me girl's me wife. Wow. And a lovely thing she is, too.
So, yeah, yes, indeed, it does feel like the end times. I'll say that. The Warhammer end times, Vermintide. You see what I did there? I still got it. Come on, guys. Gavin McInnes, you know, I know you're listening. If you're hiring for your new fucking network, whatever the fuck you're doing, I mean, consider that my resume. That fucking nice transition there, even though I completely fucked it up and I did it after the break. I probably shouldn't have done that. That wasn't very good. Well, that aside, just put those two together, pretend it fucking went together. It's a fucking real quick fucking side note. Like, what's up with all the fucking podcasts that I listen on my site, gruntfreepress.com. I have a fucking list on the fucking the page where I fucking put my shit at, and I was like, fucking like, hey, these are the fucking... These are the fucking podcasts I listen to. Because fucking again, 40 something hours at work a week. I have nothing to do. I have fucking stupid, like, mindless manual labor. And it's fucking like, oh, these are the podcasts I listen to. Like, fucking, like, whatever. Pretty much more or less, I was saying, like, why do I do this every week? Fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's pretty much selfish reasons. Because it's fucking something I can listen to at work. But yeah, so I have like this fucking list of podcasts. I'm like, oh, check these out too. And like fucking the ones I list, they're either getting huge or they fucking completely shit the bed. Like one or the other, you know? Fucking Gavin McInnes' fucking show got like huge. And now he's fucking doing like something. His actual show that he was doing is over, but. Yeah, it sounds like he's making a new like Vice, type of network. I mean, which is great. Except that means I have to fucking find another show to listen to in the fucking meantime, and then I have to fucking, you know, take the link off my site and all that shit and fucking change it or whatever the fuck. And a lot of work, too much fucking work. I fucking put like Ben Shapiro's show on there, and that fucking blew the fuck up. He's like number two, like overall fucking podcast, like in the world, like period. Like, and if you remember fucking early on, I had, Dan Harmon's show on there, then fucking he blew up, fucking he got fucking huge again, and then he became a fag, and I took him off just because, you know, he was becoming a fucking just a brainwashed fucking SJW piece of shit. So, and then like I'm like, ah, oh, this guy sucks, fucking take him off, and like, dude, and then then he's in the fucking news for, it's like, hey, look, this guy became a fucking brainwashed fucking SJW piece of shit, and they're calling him, you know, he's calling fucking half the fucking population in the U.S. fucking Nazis or some shit like that, something retarded. Just weird fucking pattern. I'm not saying I fucking discovered them or anything like that. Like, oh, I fucking, you know, talent scout, I fucking dug deep and found them. Just fucking like, oh, no, I started listening to them. There's fucking, you know, small to moderate fucking, or they're dead, just been getting started or whatever the fuck. And then, like, put them on that list there. And then it's fucking, like, whatever the fuck. I'm just saying, you know, I should put my own show on there, on that fucking list, and just see what happens. Like, I might actually get more than 10 people listening, or I might actually do that until Gavin comes back with whatever the fuck he's doing in a couple weeks. I'm sure it'll be something gay, no doubt. But anyway, yeah, fucking Warhammer, something or other, whatever it was, Rat People, the game. Is it End Times Vermintide? The fucking weird word, I always fuck it up, like Vermilion, the Cimmerillion, what the fuck is it? Yeah, Vermintide, I'm pretty sure. Rat People. Whole lot of fucking rat people. And yeah, the game's a couple, you know, 2 or 3 years old or something like that. I mean, I'd seen it around fucking various places. again, this is before my conversion to the Warhammer religion through fucking Total War Warhammer. Yeah, I mean, this is game of the air. The fucking, it always looked like a fucking Left 4 Dead clone to me. It's, you know, first person perspective, you know, four player online cooperative game. It pretty much looked like Left 4 Dead, just with fucking rat people instead of zombies, and, you know, and the environments were all old timey fucking English castles and shit. It looked a lot like Bloodborne, like Bloodborne's art style type of deal, is fucking old, you know, just fucking whatever, cobblestone, like old time fucking English shit. And then I fucking, you know, read a few reviews for the game on like Steam or whatever, and, you know, it was just a bunch of them saying like, oh, you know, hey, it might look like a Left 4 Dead clone, but it's fucking, it's definitely not at all like Left 4 Dead, nothing to do with Left 4 Dead at all. There's so much more to it, like, don't let the fucking look of it like fool you. This is like so much more to it. And so I'm like, all right, cool, you know, it must have fucking more like, you know, RPG elements, maybe there's a fucking more of a story to it, you know, just because it's fucking, you know, based on Warhammer and shit, which is more or less, again, I'm pretty sure Warhammer, I barely fucking know anything about like how it started or anything. I'm pretty sure it's just like a European Dungeons and Dragons, more or less. I'm just like, all right, I'll check this out, like, whatever the fuck, it sounds cool, like, whatever. So, now I've got a theory, and humor me here. I had this theory here that fucking European video games versus like U.S. video games are very fucking different. Like on the surface, again, like Vermintide's very fucking simple. You know, just if you look at like videos of it, or even as I started playing it, I was thinking like, I know exactly what this is. I mean, fucking, you know what I mean? Just fucking like, I get it. It's fucking just like gonna be like real simple and shit. And then just like with fucking Total War, fucking, I'm like, all right, immediately, like, fucking, yeah, I get this. I know I'll be able to fucking blast like right through this shit. But I failed the fucking tutorial fucking on easy, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, which is pretty much unheard of if it was a fucking American made game, you know, if you put something on easy, like, it's going to be fucking like retardedly easy. I just put it on like fucking, oh, it's fucking the first level, put it on easy, and it'll probably be like retardedly fucking easy, and I'll switch it up to normal or whatever, because it's fucking whatever the fuck. But no, it's fucking just like, it's not like it's that different in execution or anything like that. Like, it's just a bunch of little things, like, you know, it's just like how the game feels, like fucking just like some of the rules, like fucking the game plays by, it's kind of like out there and shit. Like yeah, I mean, there's mostly like, it's mostly melee combat going on. It's fucking, it just feels kind of like floaty, you know what I mean? Like, there's not much weight to it, to like the way you swing your fucking sword or anything like that, or like when you connect with a sword or a hammer or whatever the fuck, it's just like, you just kind of like cut right through whoever you're hitting, through like the mostly like rat men, I guess, you know. It's fucking just like your sword just kind of goes right through them, it doesn't like hit them, and there's no like real impact to it. So yeah, just compare that to even like, I don't know, like an Oblivion or like Skyrim or something like that, where it's kind of, you know, they kind of go out of the way to make like every swing feels kind of like heavy. Your guy's fucking like grunting and shit, and there's fucking, you know, you hit something, it's fucking like a loud, wet, fucking thudding fucking sound effects. You hit somebody, so yeah, there's not even a fucking stamina bar in Vermintide. It's just constantly just like swinging away, just fucking just like swinging my fucking sword around, just cutting through this shit. And it's almost like a fucking first-person Dynasty Warriors or something like that. It's the first game I played in a long time where I just thought, like, man, I might almost want, like, a fucking auto-fire controller or something, because, like, why not? I mean, again, there's no stamina. I just keep going. It's like, there's no reason not to just keep fucking, like, keep it in the fucking right trigger. Again, it's fucking like, it's a design choice, which kind of makes sense for what it is. Again, it's because, again, it is fucking just like a ton of dudes just slicing down. They don't want you fucking slowing down too much. It might probably be annoying, but it's fucking just like, just an odd choice. Odd fucking choice there. And yeah, your health doesn't regenerate, which, yeah, that's fine. Like, it's, you know, it's almost impossible. But then they make it like almost impossible not to fucking take damage. I mean, because, yeah, it's not like fucking Left for, you know, again, Left for Dead. If you're smart about using, you know, that's mostly, you know, you have fucking guns and shit and fucking whatever. You can usually fucking, like, not take damage if you're fucking good at it. And yeah, but here you're getting fucking surrounded by fucking rat people, like, all the time. And, you know, basically just fucking what you're doing your best to manage, like, how much health you're gonna, you know, you're gonna lose. Like, just fucking, like, I just want to make sure I get through this, like, losing the least amount of health. Like, it's not like fucking, like, I'm gonna get out of this with none, you know? So, I mean, yeah, you are gonna fucking have to heal up, like, eventually, you know, it's fucking, And then the way they give out fucking health packs is that, you know, they'll be in these chests that are scattered around the levels. You just find, like, these fucking big wooden chests. But, yeah, what's inside the actual chest is fucking, like, random, you know? So it's fucking, I've opened, like, half a dozen chests in a row, and this fucking, they'll just be, like, completely empty. You know what I mean? Usually it seems fucking, you open them up, they're empty. And a lot of the time, too, that'll set off, like, a trap where you're fucking... It's like, oh, it's a trap, and then, like, a, you know, swarm of fucking enemies and shit just trying to, you know, just come at you. So it's fucking like, oh, you're getting fucking punished pretty much for, like, trying to get health items and shit. So yeah, even though, you know, again, it's like, Warhammer is kind of like Dungeons and Dragons, but it's more like fucking, like, the old school, like, fucking, like, 80s Dungeons and Dragons where fucking, you know, the game's, like, actively trying to fucking, like, hurt you and, like, fuck you over and shit. And again, I feel the fucking tutorial on easy, so, yeah, it's just like, yeah, I don't think fucking American, you know, American-made fucking development or American audiences would fucking stand for that shit these days, you know what I mean? Just, you know, because we're pussies, I guess. I mean, I just picture fucking Europeans fucking play it, just like, oh, well, mate, you know, fucking stiff up a lip, you know, fucking try again, I guess. I think that's a fucking difference, in not only like the philosophy of the, like, their game design and shit. Like, I'm not saying like, oh, it's better or worse or whatever the fuck. Just like fucking me personally, like, I'd rather have a fucking larger, like, fucking, like, gap. You know what I mean? Like, we're fucking, like, easy's fucking easy for fucking retards and shit. Like, normal is just fucking, like, standard normal, and, you know, hard is hard and so on, whatever the fuck, right? Rather than, like, fucking, like, no, even, like, easy's fucking pretty fucking hard, and then after that, we're just gonna fuck you over more and more, like, as you ramp it up, like, type of thing. But whatever. I mean, fucking, again, it's just, like, different philosophies, and, yeah, I think fucking... Yeah, I just think fucking, Europeans are, like, actually, like, fucking, like, wired differently for fucking, for games. I mean, just because they've had fucking, just like, a different history over there, like, fucking, like, what was fucking popular, like, even, like, systems and games and shit. So it's fucking, like, yeah, that makes, like, different, like, design philosophies type of thing. Which, I mean, it's not, like, this isn't a fucking groundbreaking theory or anything like that. It's just fucking, like, it's just fucking just strange. You think, like, oh, you know, people usually just break it up and are like, oh, Western developers, meaning, like, Europe and fucking the U.S. versus, like, Eastern developers, which pretty much just means Japan, I guess. But, yeah, even like, you know, in the West, you can just kind of tell, I guess. Just, you know, they had, you know, over there, they had the fucking ZX or whatever the fuck, ZX Spectrum, ZX Spectrum. Wow, these fucking weird-ass, like... computers, you know, just in, like, certain games, but it's just fucking, like, oh, that's a fucking European-ass fucking platformer from back then, or, you know, they were also into, like, those fucking god-awful fucking, like, those three, like, three-quarter perspective, like, isometric games that are just fucking unplayable by fucking normal people. It's fucking, like, this, I cannot control this, it just fucking just looks and plays like shit, but yeah, but they love that shit, you know what I mean? So... I don't know exactly where I'm going with that, with all this, but yeah, besides this, it just seems like there's certain specific things I kept running into, like fucking, like, the controls, the UI, again, like, just like the rules, the way the game's set up is fucking, like, yeah, it's like, once you get it, and once you get them, it's fucking, like, it's like, yeah, okay, that makes sense, but it's just fucking, just like, these really odd fucking design choices here. I mean, this is going to carry through to another game if I get to it. I'll talk about it afterwards, but, so yeah, I mean, fucking Vermintide, it's pretty much fucking Left 4 Dead, but with rat people. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty much what it is. I mean, those fucking reviews that said otherwise were completely fucking lying. I mean, there's just no way around it. This is fucking exactly what it is. I'm not saying it's a fucking bad thing or anything. It's fucking, like, again, it's fucking what I originally thought it was, but I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, it's just, yeah, just going down like a, you know, going down a fairly fucking linear path, and you get fucking swarmed with a bunch of fucking weak enemies again, fucking Left 4 Dead zombies, and this one is fucking the rat people, and yeah, then like every now and then they throw in like these special types of fucking enemies, and it has been a while since I played fucking Left 4 Dead. It's been fucking years since I touched that game, but again, fuck, I played it so much, it just kind of get ruined. I never wanted to fucking touch it again, but as I remember, if I remember how it went, I mean, they have these fucking, the special zombies there, they have like the smokers, I mean, the fucking, that would fucking grab you, you know, they shoot out like their tongue or whatever the fuck, and they wrap it around your neck, whatever, and drag you off, and just kind of drag you away from everybody else, and you'd just be like stuck with them until fucking nothing you could do, until, you know, you'd have to have like a teammate would have to come and like shoot them and fucking rescue you and shit. And yeah, they've like the same exact thing in fucking Vermintide. They call them like pack rats or some shit. There's fucking just, they have like a noose, you know what I mean? A noose on a fucking pole, and they come and they grab you and they drag you off. It's like the same exact thing. Same shit. Yeah, and then fucking Left 4 Dead at like those leapers, I think they were. There's fucking like zombies and like Cody's or whatever the fuck that would just jump on you and fucking. They'd pin you to the ground and, you know, they'd fucking just like hold you there and fucking like bite you and fucking whatever the fuck. And, yeah, then in fucking Vermintide, they have these fucking rat assassins, which is fucking the same deal. I mean, fucking, they just kind of like fucking just jump on you and they fucking just stab you and fucking pin you down until somebody helps you. And then fucking Left 4 Dead, they had these fucking, those big fat zombies, like bloaters or whatever the fuck, that fucking just like puke on you. And then Vermintide has these rats, you know, big rats with fucking goo guns that fucking shoot fucking these globs of poison at you and fucking just does like an area of effect type damage type thing. It fucking fucks up your vision and like hurts you and shit. Again, same, almost like the same exact thing. And then they have those mini bosses in Left 4 Dead and the tanks, I mean, just big fucking deformed fucking giants, just said, you know, they just had like a shitload of health, and they just fucking rush at you and fucking, charge at you and shit, and fucking like smack you around, and you'd go fucking flying. Then Vermintide, they have rat ogres, which is like the exact same thing. It's like, dude, they're not even like trying to hide. I don't think they're even trying to hide. This is just fucking Left 4 Dead in fucking Warhammer or whatever. It's like the same thing, though. I'm not saying like it's bad or whatever the fuck. It's just fucking, it's just like, they saw an opportunity to take like that formula and just like more or less fucking just like reskin it. So that's what they did. Again, I'm not saying it just is what it is. You know what I mean? I thought it was funny. It's fucking, again, I've said before, like, Steam reviews are kind of shitty. And then fucking, like, I read these reviews, like, oh no, it's definitely, don't even think about it. It's like a Left 4 Dead fucking clone, completely different. And then like you play and it's like, no, you guys just don't know what you're talking about. This is like a complete fucking Left 4 Dead clone, like pretty much to the T. But yeah, the game looks fucking incredible. Like it looks like it's like tech demo levels of good and like real fucking nice. Yeah, just the lighting's fucking ridiculous. They have like all the, you know, weather effects and shit, fog and fucking lightning and shit. And yeah, you know, like I said earlier, like the cities look a lot like a fucking, like they came out of Bloodborne or something like that. Only they fucking look way way fucking sharper and better than they do in fucking Bloodborne. You know, plus they're throwing like fucking Dead Rising amounts of fucking enemies at you at a time. So it was, yeah, it was impressive from that fucking point too. It was fucking the amount of fucking enemies coming at you. And yeah, the one thing that's not great though, going back to the Left 4 Dead comparison, is like the character design. Not that the characters look bad, but I guess like you'd say like the silhouettes, you would say, of you know, the characters and the enemies and shit, like they just like don't stand out that much. I mean, the playable characters, I mean, that you can play as, and fucking the ones that you don't pick, they get filled out by like AI bots if you don't fucking play with, you know, if you're not playing online with like real people and shit. But Yeah, I mean, fucking, after like, hours into playing, like, I'm still, like, fucking, like, what the fuck, like, you see something moving, and it's fucking, like, oh, I take a swing at them, because they look like a fucking, don't look that different from fucking the Rat Men type of deal. It's fucking, yeah, it's fucking, that's something that fucking Left 4 Dead, like, nailed, and I remember, yeah, I played a lot of Left 4 Dead back in the day, but I remember there's, like, a, you could play through with, like, commentary. Little fucking commentary bubbles you could fucking hit, and it play recordings of the people, the designers and shit talking about, like, oh, this is why we did this, this is why we did that, and yeah, I mean, there's something that they would talk about in there, just like, you know, we did, they made sure, like, fucking yeah, they were careful to make sure, like, all the characters, like, they all look distinct, and they fucking pop out from each other from, like, a distance, from, like, any angle, and there's fucking, you know, the way that they designed them, the fucking, the color choices they had, and they fucking, you know, and they did that with, like, the level design, too, or, you know, the paths that you're supposed to take, or they're all fucking highlighted by some kind of, like, light source, or, like, whatever the fuck, and, yeah, but in that game, pretty much, they made it so, like, everything that you see, like, instantly pops out, and you know what's what, you know, from each other, which is kind of important. Again, it's fucking, like, it's, like, chaotic, getting fucking swarmed and shit. You don't want to fucking be, like, get all, like, turned around and fucking, like, you know, be shooting at fucking whatever the fuck, other people and all that shit, but, yeah, in Vermintide, not so much. Again, it looks amazing, but it's fucking just kind of, everything just kind of blends in to each other, so, kind of European as fuck, you could say, so. So, yeah, I mean, again, the big addition here to fucking Vermintide is that they added, like, loot, so every time you finish a level and, you know, you have to, like, complete the fucking level. If you die, you just get fucking upgrade material. There's fucking, like, oh, here's a couple pieces of whatever to fucking upgrade your shit that you already have, but, yeah, when you complete a level, you roll some fucking dice or whatever, and you know, just fucking gives you, like, whatever. Roll these six dice. If you get, like, some symbol, like, on the right, they have, like, a fucking tower of different tiers of weapons you could win, depending on how many of the right symbols you roll, you get, like, better equipment or whatever. It's just, you know, a random fucking loot table type thing. So yeah, after you finish a level, you get, like, one piece of random loot, and that's it. I mean, it's not exactly fucking Diablo here. I mean, each level's, like, you know, like, half an hour, 20 minutes, half an hour or so. So it's fucking, you know, if you really want fucking to grind for, like, good gear, I mean, you're gonna have to fucking grind the fuck out of the game, like, fucking play a lot. And, yeah, I'm not doing that. Again, I don't fucking grind, like, you know what I mean? But it is something, anyway. There's loot there. Just not much of it. Yeah, then you get fucking, like, different classes to pick from. You know, there's five of them, I think. And, yeah, I mean, they all have different, like, ranged and fucking melee attacks. And, you know, they all have their own, like, unique gear sets or whatever. And so, again, you're doing, like, the gaining loot, like, you might not even gain loot you can use for who you want to play, just random throughout the class, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, it's not like a fucking traditional RPG classes or anything like that. I mean, there's no fucking real, like, tank or healer, nothing like that. I mean, there's just a fucking, you know, a fire wizard or whatever the fuck that shoots fireballs, and she has this fucking, like, weird, like, cooldown mechanic where you fucking, As you're using your staff, whatever, and shooting, like, fireballs, like, there's a meter that fucking, like, heats up as you're casting. You have to wait a while for it to cool down, or you can manually press a button to fucking cool it down yourself. But if you do like the manual cooldown, that takes away your health. So it's like fucking, yeah, if you let it build up too much, you let that meter build up, like the heat meter, then you fucking explode and die, I guess. And, yeah, then there's a, a ranger, or a fucking witch hunter, a dwarf, and a knight. And, yeah, I mean, they're not really that much different from each other as far as I can tell. I mean, again, fucking, it's just like, oh, this one is a crossbow, this one is fucking, like, whatever the fuck, like a hammer or whatever, a crossbow or a fucking, like, shotgun type thing. And, I've kind of gone with the witch hunter, more or less, and it's kind of who I've gravitated towards. And you see, it's like a regular sword and, like, I got, like, some, like, repeating, like, pistol or some shit. So yeah, you start off the game. You know, you're in an inn, and there's a map on the table you can just go to, and you can pick your mission from there, and you know, it just gives you like different regions and like whatever missions within the region. You pick one, and you just kind of like go, and that's it, and then fucking starts off, and you're playing in the levels. And yeah, the levels they're not like connected to each other, and it's fucking like not much of a story really going on there. You just start fucking running around, fucking you just pop in, fucking just run forward, and just fucking start murdering rats and fucking try not to die, more or less. So yeah, the rats constantly fucking spawn in. So yeah, I mean, another odd decision there is it's just like, you know, you kind of like just trying to rush through everything as quickly as possible. Every now and then you come to like a block path where you have to, it's like, oh, you know, blow up this wall or something. You gotta fucking go pick up a bunch of explosive barrels and fucking bring it to like the wall or whatever the fuck, or the door, and blow that up, or like some kind of variation on that. Or it's fucking, you know, oh, you know, you gotta gather these fucking sacks of fucking grain or whatever the fuck, and you know, go pick up 8 of those and put them in this carriage or whatever. And yeah, you know, the AI fucking sucks shit for those fucking objectives. I mean, they don't fucking, like, they won't do anything. They're not gonna fucking pick up barrels. They're not gonna fucking just, like, you have to do everything yourself, which is, that's kind of fucking frustrating. I mean, I guess I could just play online with other people, but nah, dude, fuck that. Fuck people. So, anyway, yeah, it is pretty good. It's a pretty good Left 4 Dead clone with Ratmen. And it's gorgeous, too, and this loot, kind of, you know, there is loot to get, but also some pretty cool fucking DLC for it, and different, just it's all like different levels and shit, and just get fucking, you know, Vampire's Castle and fucking this fucking stormy fucking region and stormy fucking city and shit. And I grabbed that, and it's fucking like, ah, it's just fucking more levels. It is cool to have like different environments. It just fucking so fucking good looking, and fucking, yeah, lots and lots of fucking rats there. That's that pretty much. Yeah, then I did some racing. Played another racing game because I seem to like those. I played a European as fuck racing game this time. F1 2017, which is maybe the most generic title for a game I've ever heard. But yeah, I mean, I guess fucking, yeah, F1, like an F1 league racing, that is a thing. I don't know, like an entire league of just fucking Formula One cars racing. I've never watched a single fucking a race of that. But yeah, I mean, it's a fucking European thing, I guess. I mean, we've got NASCAR over here on our side of the pond, I guess. But that shit's fucking real boring. So yeah, I mean, I do play a lot of fucking racing games, and they're all pretty much fucking straightforward. I mean, you fucking drive faster than the other cars. You got to go fast, but and that applies to F1 too. I mean, spoiler maybe. Sorry, another spoiler there. But it's just, yeah, just because it is fucking European as fuck, it's fucking, like, I just don't understand a lot of what the fuck I'm looking at here. I mean, it starts up, and it's like, all right, you got to pick a racing team. I'm playing career mode. And it's the first thing. It's like, all right, pick a racing team. It's like, all right, so fucking the different teams that's showing you have, like, different goals. And I think it's kind of like picking a difficulty, but it's fucking like really not that clear of what, you know, again, what the goals are, what I'm looking at. Like the one I picked is like, you know, the team goal is to qualify, like the top 10 or something. And then like the other one's like, oh, you know, we got to get like top 3 in this one. Or this one's like, oh, we make sure you get like the fastest lap fucking times or some shit in the race. It's just like a weird fucking setup. Again, it's just because of Europe, I guess. Then you talk to an agent and fucking like blah blah blah. You know, make sure you drive fast. Okay, I'll try, lady. And then it takes you to this practice round, and you're sitting in your car and like in a garage, and you have like a screen in front of you, and it's giving you these goals to fucking you get to complete. for the practice or whatever. So I'm like, all right, let's fucking whatever. Pick the first one, and it's like, all right, drive, you know, driving around the fucking track, you know, more or less empty track. Other people are practicing that you might fucking run into every now and then, but it's just fucking, no, you're not racing them. You're just trying to meet your goals in the practice. So yeah, I mean, the first one's fucking like, all right, you gotta drive through these gates on the track, you know, and fucking set up like holographic gates to drive through. That's, you know, it's kind of cool, you know. Again, it's fucking not that different from other games, driving through fucking like cone gates or whatever the fuck, but it's a neat way to fucking get familiar with the fucking track before you even like go out to like, you know, do like a real race, you know what I mean? Like really like get to know the fucking track and shit. That's good thinking, pretty smart, I guess, but again, I fail it. I fail the first fucking practice round because, you know, even though I'm going through the fucking gates and shit, like every other game you'd think like, oh no, you hit the gates, you're good, and like whatever. But it's fucking like, oh no, you're not going through them. They might not going through them at the right fucking speed or some shit. Maybe, like, I don't know. They don't fucking tell you anything. It's fucking like, oh no, I nailed that gate and fucking X. Like, dude, what? They don't tell you like what's going on. You know, drive through the gate, they fucking they X that gate out. They apparently didn't hit the right way, and then like the next three of them after that are fucking like X'd out. And it's like, dude, what the fuck is that? Or sometimes they don't, like whatever the fuck. It's like, oh no, that one's X, but the other one's still good. It's like, dude, I don't understand. Like, whatever the fuck is going on here. So yeah, I fail that, and then I'm like, all right, whatever the fuck. So then I pick the next one, the next practice fucking session or mission, whatever the fuck is. It's called tire management, which is like fucking like, oh, we're gonna measure the wear and tear on your tires or whatever the fuck. So it's like, all right, they just have you pretty much driving fucking laps around the track for like four or five laps, and like, okay, fine, that's fine. Then I pick this another one called gas management, and yeah, it's fucking drive around the track for fucking four or five laps, and like that's it. And then yeah, guess what team management is. Yeah, the same thing. It's just fucking a lot of just driving around a fucking empty track, which again is fine, but perfectly reasonable to get some fucking time on the track by yourself and shit. It makes sense. And yeah, then my time runs out for that practice session, and fucking it takes you to like, all right, well, you earn points by doing that, so here's like some upgrade tree or fucking research tree or whatever. You know, you can spend the points you earn through doing those practice runs to upgrade your car, and it's like the fucking tree's a little fucking ridiculous. Like, it's like I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. The fucking all these branches for fucking, you know, durability and fucking chassis and fucking drivetrain, fucking whatever, powertrain, like whatever the fuck. I go like four different things, and like all these like branching paths off of that, and fucking like. I'm like, okay, so, like, I don't know, fucking, thankfully, they have, like, a recommended button, fucking hit that, fucking get one, like, dude, I don't want to fucking deal with this shit. Again, they say, like, oh, well, it's, like, a simulation and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, cool, shouldn't the simulation just, like, be you being a driver, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, you know, fucking tell the engineers what to fucking research for you. I mean, it's fucking, I don't think, anyway. So I do that, and then it's fucking like, all right, advance to fucking practice round two, which is fucking exactly the same as practice round one, and then fucking do a few more of those, and then fucking like, okay, advance to practice round three, same thing. Then fucking, you know, do that again, and then it's fucking, then you do a qualifying lap to determine your starting position. And then, and only then, do you get to race, you know. But at least by that point, you know, you've already done like fucking 30 laps around the track anyway. So fucking that's cool. So yeah, then get to the race. The fucking race starts, and the fucking the presentation is fucking awesome. You know, it's fucking the game looks really fucking nice and shit. There's you know, they do it like TV style. There's fucking broadcasters and shit and all that, fucking giving commentary before the race, and fucking like, you know, highlighting like who's in fucking what car and whatever the fuck. And you know, then the fucking, as soon as the race starts, it's fucking, I have no fucking clue what I'm doing. It's like, you know, I'm using fucking automatic transmission on my car because I'm a fucking pussy. But before the actual start of the game, we can just go. It's fucking, the game's telling me like fucking, oh, hold in the A button for the clutch. I'm like, what the clutch, dude? What the fuck's going on? I'm sitting like the gas and shit, and then fucking It's like, oh, hold A for the clutch and fucking rev the engine up to a certain point. And it's like, dude, what the fuck is this, dude? Like, way you gotta fucking, like, get, like, a boost or whatever the fuck to start the game. And just, like, dude, yeah, I fucking, no clue. I was like, man, that would have been a fucking useful drill to fucking practice. Try to get, like, these fucking starts, like, going, like, correctly. Because, I had fucking, like, no clue what I was doing. And, yeah, I fuck it up, of course. I fuck up the start. And, like, I immediately go from, like, second place into, like, fucking, like, sixth. You know, I just fucking drop back and everyone fucking passes me. So, yeah, bad start, you know. So then fucking, like, almost immediately again, I end up fucking, like, clipping somebody trying to pass them. And fucking, yeah, they're F1 cars. So it's fucking, they just pretty much, like, shatter and fucking fall apart when you hit somebody. And, yeah, the coach, whatever the fuck you want to call him, the driving coach that tells, you know, in your fucking earpiece, yeah, he's telling me, like, oh, man, you got some damage, you know, make sure you take a pit stop to fucking fix it up, you know what I mean, before, oh, we're changing our fucking racing plans, we'll change your tires and fucking fix up the car right now, on, like, the second or third lap. So I'm like, all right, well, I don't know how to fucking pit, you know what I mean, again, I hadn't fucking pitted before in any of the practices. Again, that would have been a fucking another good drill. The fucking, like, hey, here's the pit stop right here. Here's how you fucking get it. It's like, I don't know, like what I'm doing. So, yeah, then I'm fucking, then I'm getting all these fucking, like, penalties for some reason. Fucking, like, oh, you know, oh, you cut a corner. It was fucking minus, like, 5 seconds or something. Like, I get that, like, kind of, like, I do that all the time. Especially when I'm trying to, like, pass people, it's fucking, like, fuck you, dude, like, fucking, dude, and the guy, like, slams his brake on the corner, and he's kind of, like, roll up through on the fucking grass and just go by him that way. I do that all the time, obviously, but I'm fucking in other games, I'm just not used to getting fucking, like, penalties for it. And then it gives you, like, it tells you, like, oh, you made, like, an illegal passing maneuver, and fucking, like, you have to let the guy you just passed, like, you have to, like, hit the brakes and let that guy overtake you, you know, or fucking you get, like, another penalty and shit. You know, it's just fucking, like, strange and kind of gay, like, rules and shit. It's just fucking I'm not used to. Again, I'm used to just fucking, like, oh, go fast, fucking beat the other cars by any means necessary type of deal. And so, yeah, I mean, I did not do well, I'll say that, in the race. Yeah, and I figure, like, fucking, like, you know, the first, I was just figuring, like, ah, first race should be fucking nice and easy again, forgetting how European games operate. Because, yeah, it was, like, 15 fucking laps long. It took, I don't know, like, 20 minutes, half an hour or so, and fucking, that'd be, like, considered, like, an endurance race in, like, any other game that I play, usually. Again, yeah, I get that it's a fucking simulation, but, yeah, it's just fucking, I started up with the fucking career mode, thinking, like, oh, they'll ease into it and shit, but it's like, nope, just fucking, just came in fucking distant fucking last place, and fucking, just very confused by the whole thing. I think I ran out of gas, too, at the end. I was just fucking, like, puttering along and fucking, like, fumes the last lap again, because the guy's fucking, like, oh, you get, like, another fucking lap left of fucking fuel, and I'll make sure you, like, switch to some fucking, like, some mixture or some shit. Like, again, they didn't teach me how to fucking do that. I figured out as I was fucking puttering along with no gas, you have to, like, hit the fucking B button, and it brings up, like, a menu. You switch different, like, fucking fuel mixtures and shit. Like, I had no idea. Yeah, then I played some Rock of Ages, too, and I was confused by that, too. But, yeah, that's a story for another time. I'm done with you fuckers for today. I'm Absolute Deicide. Gruntfreepress.com is the website. And, yeah, I've got plenty on my plate, as you can see. And, luckily, I'm a fucking hungry fat boy. So, podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email, and fucking blah blah blah, yada yada. You know the things and how they work.
Well, you know, Johnny always wore black, and he wore black because he identified with the poor and the downtrodden.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Good afternoon, Digital Pictures.